You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to another edition of the BadgerBlitz.com podcast, of course, powered by Overtime Media. I am Jay Kokorowski, senior writer at BadgerBlitz.com, your Rivals.com destination for all things Wisconsin athletics, from the recruiting trail, inside Camp Randall Stadium, or the McLean Center right now for spring ball, and the court on the Kohl Center. Hope everyone is enjoying this weekend. For y'all that are in the Midwest, or let's say Wisconsin specifically, it hasn't been that great with this snow. Obviously, we are April 2nd. It's no April Fool's joke. With this precipitation that is of the frosty kind. And that being said, though, spring practice continues for Wisconsin. They just wrapped up their second week of spring ball. Wisconsin allowed reporters, this has been the first full week we have been able to see the Badgers, this new team and whatnot. And really, folks, it is a, you'll see on BadgerBlitz.com, again, go to our page, Wisconsin.Rivals.com. We're going to have, I have practice recaps up from Tuesday, from Thursday, and of course, from, today, Saturday. That's what I've been doing since got there about 9 o'clock with the snow. And I've been writing and doing media ever since. So within that, let's take a look at, I asked people on Twitter today, just a little bit ago, just talking about Wisconsin and spring ball, and essentially asked what questions do people have about spring practices, what we've seen. We've only seen three, but you get a decent chance to kind of see some things. It's the second week through for the team altogether, so this is a kind of a good milestone to assess where positions are at, where particular players appear to be trending. But let's dive into that. So we had some good questions come in here, and thank you all for, in the Twitterverse, again, at Jay Coco is the Twitter account there. And let's just break it down now. First question, how has the offense looked thus far under its new offensive coordinator? Of course, Wisconsin hired Bobby Engram as its offensive coordinator. You looked at that, and, of course, Paul Chris is still head coach. So for those that, when you have, Paul Chris as head coach, it's still early, right? And I don't, there's not going to be like wholesale changes from what Paul has done with his scheme, for years, right? There's going to be new wrinkles within the offense. It's still really early. It's only three practices in. I will say that the offense struggled a bit on Thursday, looked a little off. That could be just because of the defense for Wisconsin. A lot of pressure. I thought CJ Getz on Thursday had a really big day, along with Muma Jungmeta, the inside linebacker. I thought Caden Johnson had a really good day as well on Thursday. But there wasn't just a lot of, I'd say, a consistent positive momentum moving for Wisconsin on offense on Thursday. Saturday looked better. There were more consistent runs from Julius Davis. I thought Graham Mertz threw the ball better. I also thought he had more time to throw the ball compared to Thursday with that pressure. And, I will say there have been no interceptions that I've noticed. I could be wrong. Maybe I'm forgetting off the top of my head, but there have been a couple of them that have been, the balls have been forced and the defense has not come up with it. But, I still think, it's going to be a work in progress where you have so many different pieces, right? A new offensive line coach and Bob Bostad, where you have to replace a couple of starters on the line. And you're seeing right now the offensive line kind of jumbled where Jack Nelson's out left tackle. You have Tyler Beach sliding in to left guard. You got Tanner Bordellini, who's at center because Joe Tippmann's not practicing right now. You have Michael Furtney at right guard. And then on top of that, you have Logan Brown at right tackle at the moment. So you're working on those five underneath Bostad. You have, you're looking at wide receiver where they have to replace Kendrick Pryor, Danny Davis, Jack Dunn. But Jim Radicki, I think, is the pure number one for Wisconsin at wide receiver. You have then behind them, Marcus Allen, Skylar Bell. I would say probably be the next two, along with, you know, Dean Ingram and Keontez Lewis. Lewis is the UCLA transfer. And so, and then on top of that, tight end, you know, the numbers at tight end right now are very low. Jack Eschenbach has not practiced. Neither has Cam Large. Neither has Clay Cundiff. And I would expect at the very least, you know, two of those three to be contributing next year when healthy. You know, Jalen Franklin, I think, you know, he showed what he could do in spurts last season when called upon. I still think he could be a great receiving threat with his athletic ability, 6'4" frame, but you haven't necessarily seen much of that yet for Wisconsin. And then obviously running back, you have Braylon Allen, but Ches Malusi, Brady Shipper, Isaac Rendero, all, they're not participating in, you know, they're not, as Paul Chris said last week, they won't be doing much in spring ball. And they have not been, they have not suited up at all and whatnot. So, you know, I think it's still way too early. There are still signs where, like I said, they look better on Saturday. And I think it'll be very interesting to see just where, you know, how they can grow starting these next 3 weeks coming up. And of course, BadgerBlitz.com will be there for all the practices. Make sure again, you go to BadgerBlitz.com for all our recaps there. Next question is, another good question. Who is looking good at inside linebacker? Now, for those, obviously, if you're a Wisconsin fan, you're listening to this podcast, but the loss of Jack Sanborn, of Leo Chanel from last year, two extremely productive linebackers who played a significant amount of snaps last year. It's going to be a very much, a interesting year, a year that you're going to have to see younger players step up. Chanel and Sanborn combined for, 206 tackles, 34.5 tackles for loss, and 13 sacks last year. You're also not having Mike Mascalunas, who core special teamer, key reserve, but he exhausted his eligibility after six seasons. And of course, Bostad, who mentored the group since his arrival back in Madison in 2017, is now coaching the offensive line. And so you do have these pieces that need to be replaced. You have Bill Sheridan, who we had a chance to talk with yesterday on Friday, the longtime NFL college assistant, has had coordinator experience both in the NFL and in college. And that was a really enlightening conversation talking to him and his experience. And really what's going on is, looking good inside linebacker. These have been the combinations so far that reporters have seen in this past week. It's Muma Jungmeta and Tate Grass. And then it's either, Spencer Lytle and Jake Ratzlaff as the next duo, or I think it's also been, if I'm mistaken, like Jordan Turner, Jake Cheney then. So those have been kind of the two key reserve units, duos, if you will. And then the fourth combination has been Brian Sanborn, the redshirt freshman, younger brother of Jack Sanborn, and early enrollee Aiden Vaughn. And we'll talk more about Vaughn in one of the questions coming up too. So this, I would say, looking good. I really like the downhill abilities of both Muma Jungmeta, who's entering his fourth year in the program, and Jake Cheney, who's going to be a sophomore. Both, at various times, I thought Jake Cheney today, I had him as for a would-be sack. It's just one rep, but he had him for a would-be sack on Saturday. On Thursday, again, I talked about, I think, in the first question, Jungmeta was able to get some pressure in that backfield, and he showed that even last spring in the five open practices that reporters saw then. And so, you know, I thought those two look good. I think Grass is solid. I'm intrigued by Spencer Lytle and Jake Ratzlaff. Ratzlaff, I think, has some intriguing ability, some athleticism that could be used within the group. And Lytle, being able to bump inside, has a chance to, I think, you know, grow more and, you know, be an asset to this room too after being an outside linebacker for his first 3 years in the program. I think if he stays healthy and stays available, he will have a shot to contribute in the group and whatnot. So going forward, though, you know, I would say, you know, I think I've liked Jung Mehta and Chaney the most in terms of what they can do in the backfield. I'll keep more tabs on Tatum Grass and obviously everyone in that group. But, you know, those two have kind of popped out to me, in my opinion. Now, one thing, too, Sheridan mentioned with that inside linebacker group is the depth chart right now. Like I said, Jung Mehta and Grass have been receiving kind of the first up reps with the first team defense, and that in those are after Sheridan mentioned that it's based off of strictly the snap counts from last year. You know, at the end of spring ball, Sheridan, or, you know, after spring ball, Sheridan mentioned that they hope to, you know, that they're going to have a depth chart after these spring practices. But then, you know, first 2 weeks of fall camp, there will be continued evaluation and competition, he said, too. So, it, again, it's a group to watch because of that production, the loss of production from Chanel and Sanborn's departures. And it's obviously one of the key areas Wisconsin will need to replace. And I think they have the players available to do so. It's just going to be obviously worth watching where they proceed from there. So big thanks for that question there.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now looking at our next question here on the BadgerBlitz.com podcast, of course, powered by Overtime Media. Got a good question here asking, why should we believe Graham Mertz is the guy? And so I'll answer that with just what we've seen so far during these three open practices. I think he looks like the best quarterback right now out of the group. Obviously, he's QB1. I don't think that is something in doubt whatsoever. I think he has to be that guy for this team, for this offense. Remember, I said this in the podcast last week, both Leo Chanel and cornerback Fayon Hicks said they picked him as the breakout player on offense for 2022. But I think when you watch practice, like we have for 3 days, you see that he is quarterback one. I will say Chase Wolf has looked decent against the reserves. You know, he threw a touchdown pass to Riley Nowakowski today. He knows the offense. This is his fifth year within the program. Would I say that he looks better than Mertz when he has, I'll call it first team reps, but there's been a couple instances where he'll receive a rep or two during a period with, you know, I'm not saying this happens all the time, but again, you know, with the first team line, I still think Mertz looks better, obviously. And I don't think there's any doubt that Mertz is quarterback one at the moment. Deacon Hill, the redshirt freshman, he's got a cannon. And at the end of practice today, he led a touchdown drive against the reserves. It was reserves versus reserves. And, you know, he hit Jack Pugh for a touchdown to end the practice. However, you know, you watch practice and you still see that he needs to work on some touch. And this is his first spring practice too. So, you know, this is his chance to dive more into an offense that is, you know, obviously underneath a new offensive coordinator too. And there will be some new influence with that. But you know, there were a couple passes where he kind of threw it 90, 95 miles per hour, where maybe throw some off speed, you know, in that. So, you know, and then Miles Burkett, he's young. It's his first spring ball. And I will say within that there's one rep that stands out for him. He's getting limited reps at you know, right now. But, you know, he made a little play in the pocket. It was a little wild and moving around the pocket, but he got his check down play and he hit his receiver on a check down. So, you know, Mertz can still make every throw in my eyes from what you want in a standout Power 5 quarterback. Now, obviously, you need to also see what he can do with other factors. Decision-making, his progressions, footwork, accuracy, heading into year 4. Those are going to be areas, obviously, to watch. It's with every quarterback, right? But especially Mertz and just what he's done in 2 seasons as a starter and now. So within that too, I think it's also not just about Mertz, but others too that are pass protection and protecting him. And then the receivers running routes and creating separation. So for the passing game, obviously, it's not just on the arm of one quarterback, a former 4-star, highly touted All-American Bowl MVP. I think it's obviously there are various factors with others. You know, it's 11 players on that offense to help make it work. But with Mertz, you know, there, like I said, the factors of decision-making, footwork, arm accuracy, progressions, you know, I think he's looked pretty good so far. I think it's going to, again, we'll see just how he continues to progress this spring and into fall camp, you know, as a 4th-year junior. But I think he has to be that guy. He is quarterback 1, I think by a significant margin, within that quarterback room. And so he needs to be that player, you know, and he needs to also elevate his game to take that offense to the next level. You know, especially with a defense that is replacing so many starters, which has looked good, by the way, during spring ball. It has looked good in my eyes, but the offense will need to step up more from what has been seen the last 2 seasons. And that's an obvious observation, right? But big thanks to those questions. You know, we'll go to this one right now. How are the early high school enrollees faring? And so for those that don't know, there were 6 in early enrollees for this 2022 class that are on the spring roster. Curtis Neal, Barrett Nelson, Akori Lide, Miles Burkett, Aiden Vaughn, and Avion Jones. So let's talk, and there's an article up on BadgerBlitz.com right now. We just published it today, talking about Neal, a nose tackle, 6 foot, 288. Ross Kalaji likes him. He likes the twitchiness, the explosiveness of Neal, but he's coming off an ACL injury, off a knee injury, and with that, he will need to, you know, he is just performing, they call it indie work or independent position work. He has not done 11 on 11, and he will not, according to Kalaji, from what he told us earlier this week. But it will be, we'll see what he does in fall camp. But you know, his work is limited at the moment. The one player I'll say, Avion Jones, has been receiving work in the defensive backfield. And for him, you know, Jones, he's very intriguing. And Jim Leonard, you know, talked about the versatility of him on National Signing Day, well, the early signing period on December 15th. If you go to BadgerBlitz.com, our YouTube page, you'll see Jim talk about Avion and obviously others. But with it, his versatility is really intriguing because I've seen him at cornerback, but And it's something that I need to talk to cornerbacks coach Hank Poteet, as well as Jim Leonard about in the coming week or two, is about his versatility, because it looks like he is playing not just cornerback, but safety. And we all knew that there is going to be some versatility with him and an ability to adapt to different positions. And so he looks the part. Like, I have not necessarily seen him falter much. And so, you know, he right now, Wisconsin lists him, I'm just reading this off of the list, so apologies for the paper rustling. 5'11", 180. He looks that part. And so, again, he's not one of the first up in terms of rotations, either at safety or at cornerback, but he is receiving reps in. And if you go to BadgerBlitz.com on our practice recaps, I lay out where I've seen him. So is he a cornerback? Is he actually playing a safety position, or is it another hybrid corner spot? I'll ask Hank Poteet this upcoming week, and I'll ask Jim Leonard as well the week thereafter. So I think he's been the most intriguing out of the high school enrollees, and just in terms of where his position is. There's also, I mentioned Burkett, where it looks like, I mean, there's been one noticeable rep I've seen out of him, but I don't recall much else in terms of team periods, 11-on-11 work. Barrett Nelson, I'll be honest, I haven't kept too much tabs on him this upcoming week. I took a nice picture of him. You guys go to BadgerBlitz.com, take a look and see his, you know, one of the photo galleries that we have. There's one picture of him, number 70. But he has not been among the first two offensive lines. So I mentioned the first team offensive line already. Nelson, Beach, Bordellini, Fertney, Brown. Well, the next one, I'd say the vast majority of the reps has been Riley Malman. Then you have Dylan Barrett or JP Benchwall at left guard. Center's been Cormac Sanson. Then you have Trey Wettig at right guard and Nolan Rucci at right tackle. So I have not necessarily seen him too much. I thought I saw him at left tackle earlier today, during that reserve period I was telling about. And if you guys go to BadgerBlitz.com, I kind of mentioned just what that last period was, where it was reserves versus reserves. But I thought I saw him get some work in at left tackle. I'll have to continue watching whenever they have those type of periods again to see just where he can fit in. Cornerback Akori Lied, I have not seen him suit up yet and dress. I need to ask UW about his official status and whatnot as well. And then I mentioned Aiden Vaughn. He's been working with Brian Sanborn as an inside linebacker duo, kind of the fourth up, if you will, in that end. UW lists him at 6'2", 207. So he still has some time to build some muscle onto him, build more weight onto that frame. You saw Jake Ratzlaff do that, where I think he was 200, 206-ish, I think last year on the fall camp roster, and now he's up near 220. So he's added some weight there. So again, it's a good time to get in, and I like Vaughn's frame, his athleticism. He had a monster senior year last year. I think Wisconsin found a good underrated player that can contribute down the road with them. I think the same thing with all these guys too, and whatnot as well. Last question here before we let everybody go. Hopefully you guys are listening to me all right. We're about 22 minutes in, so this is all fitting in perfectly. How are the tight ends looking? So we mentioned at the beginning of the show, the first question talking about the offense, you know, it's going to be hard, I think, to see how the tight ends will look just because of the numbers being solo, right? Hayden Rucci was not at practice that I saw on Thursday. He returned today. He returned on Saturday. He worked in. There's Jalen Franklin. There's Jack Pugh. And so I'm interested in seeing how those three obviously progress with the amount of reps, and they're going to get a bunch of reps. I thought, you know, Rucci's always been a great blocking tight end, And I'm wondering when they'll get him involved in the passing game at some point. Franklin, he's made some catches here and there too during spring practices. I didn't have him down for any today per se, but I know that he has caught some, I think at least on Tuesday and Thursday. So, and then I think maybe the one that stood out with this group has been Jack Pugh. Now, he had a touchdown today to end practice. Again, Deacon Hill hit him with a nice pass for a touchdown, concluded practice there. But you also had with him on Thursday, he reeled in a touchdown pass. It was the second to last touchdown of the practice, or second to last play of practice. He reeled in a touchdown from Chase Wolf. It looked like, I think it was second team reserves in at that point. I believe that was red zone work too. So I think that's positive signs for a player like Pugh. This is his second spring, a chance to grow further. UW lists him at 6'5", 233 at the moment. But I don't know how much we'll see the full ramifications of this tight end room and how much it grows, you know, until I think later this spring. It's 2 weeks in right now, but let's wait till I think the end of spring to see how those that are getting reps, how they're progressing. But also, you know, we'll have to see in fall camp, since the numbers are so low without Eschenbach, Cundiff, and Large participating at the moment. So again, it's hard with springs because those players that are not participating are padded up during these practices, but I think this is going to be valuable reps for Rucci, for Franklin, for Pugh, heading into fall camp and just what they can do to make an impact in this offense that many people obviously are hoping for more out of the offensive unit as a whole heading into 2022 and the season.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thank you all for these questions. I really appreciate it. This is going to go up. I'm recording right now. It's 4:30. This will be up on BadgerBlitz.com's podcast page later today. And I appreciate you all. Make sure you continue to go to BadgerBlitz.com. I'm running 6 days a week right now, folks, in terms of content. So I'm hoping for a day of rest on Sunday, but I still got a lot. I mean, I got at least two or three other things I want to get out there before Monday and availability with the quarterbacks. But right now on BadgerBlitz.com, you know, we have the practice recap up. We have photos and videos up, including Paul Chryst's press conference from Saturday. We have the inside linebackers availability from Friday, along with inside linebackers coach Bill Sheridan. I have a notebook up on Braylon Allen and his training to improve, along with updates on Curtis Neal and Jackson Aker. You have on the site, Bill Sheridan, an article on how he's trying to form relationships with the players, his new players, and a lot more coming up too. We will have three more position groups this week. We're going to have three more practices coming up. Sunday is the day of rest, so we can catch our breath a little bit, but we'll have a lot more. Again, Wisconsin.rivals.com, BadgerBlitz.com. Give us a chance to earn your business if you're not a subscriber already. Tons of content coming your way. This podcast is free. So if you subscribe to our podcast and to our YouTube channel, just hit that subscribe button. Those two options are free. So you'll get this podcast instantly whenever we upload a new one. Same thing with uploading videos to YouTube. You'll see new ones popping up. And again, we had 16, 17, 18-ish in the last week in terms of videos, interviews, and whatnot. So make sure you do that. Anywhere you find podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Google, that's where we're at. And then, of course, YouTube, to search Badger Blitz, you're there. On that note, folks, we'll let you guys go. Thank you once again for listening on my another solo venture. I hope to have a guest on next week, I promise. Make sure, again, BadgerBlitz.com and the BadgerBlitz.com podcast. We're here for you. We appreciate you. Have a great week. Stay warm. Stay healthy. Be well. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.